Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Caitlin, K-A-I-T-L-Y-N, Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T. Caitlin Barrett is a 27-year-old woman who reports she was injured in a work-connected motor vehicle accident on 10-15-22. Apparently she was the driver of an antique fire truck / Jeep. Period. The driver of an ambulance hit the front left panel door of her vehicle. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her left shoulder arm and had a concussion with bruising. Period. She was seen at the Spirit emergency room the same day. Period. She went on for further evaluation and was diagnosed with a concussion and slap tear, as well as a biceps tear, repaired surgically on 1-3-23 on the left. Perry completed a course of active treatment with physical therapy in April of 2023. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, she was seen at Inspira Medical Center on 10-15-22. Period. Based upon her discharge instructions, she was diagnosed with a fracture of the left clavicle. Period. On 10-19-22, she saw a physician assistant named Mr. Brenner, B-R-E-N-N-A-U-R. Period. She complained of left shoulder pain that occurred while working as an EMT. Period. On 10-15-22, she was hit by another driver while heading to a 911 call. Period. A car drove through the intersection and hit her ambulance head-on. Period. She was the driver and did not complete her shift. Period. She had been to the emergency room and had x-rays and was placed in a sling. Period. History was remarkable for asthma and anxiety. Period. She was examined and diagnosed with contusion and pain of the left shoulder. Period. He initiated her on passive range of motion therapy to prevent adhesive capsulitis. Period. She was then seen orthopedically by surgeon Dr. Disabella on 10-21-22. Period. He further learned that she was the restrained driver and the airbags did not deploy. Period. Several ambulances arrived at the scene and she was taken by ambulance to Inspira emergency room. Period. Was there. She had a CAT scan of her head and x-rays. Period. Dr. Disabella diagnosed her with a concussion without loss of consciousness. Period. Cognitive tests were done satisfactorily. Period. She was placed out of work and advised not to be driving a motor vehicle. Period. She did have some ocular issues and balance issues along with cognitive issues. Period. On 10-21-22, she underwent bilateral clavicle x-rays that were negative. Period. No fracture was detected, nor was there any dislocation. Period. She did participate in formal physical therapy on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. She remained symptomatic and on 11-11-22 underwent an MRI of the left shoulder. Period. It showed left superior labral tear anterior to posterior, 11-12 o'clock, with extension of the tear into the long head of the biceps tendon. There was low-grade sprain / partial tearing of the left coracoclavicular ligament. Period. She underwent surgery by Dr. Dwyer on 1-3-23. Period. This involved arthroscopic repair of a type 2 slap lesion of the left shoulder. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was type 2 slap lesion of the left shoulder. Period. She followed up postoperatively with Dr. Dwyer and his colleagues through 4/12/23 period. Mr. Brennan noted she had excellent range of motion and strength. Paired she was instructed in a gym program. Paired she has returned to full duty on her sick to duty without difficulty and was discharged. Period. Physical exam. Actually, before that, prior record shows she was seen at Jefferson Health from 8/3/22 through 9/6/22 for general internal medicine problems. Period. On 9/6/22, she was prescribed Scalaxin for a diagnosis of muscle spasm. Period. This involved the left cervical spine and trapezius. Period. She also had decreased range of motion and asserted she slept wrong, causing these symptoms. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Neurologic, normal. Extremities, upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired left shoulder abduction and flexion to 160 and 170 degrees, comma, respectively. Paired motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was the T10 compared to T6 on the left. I'm sorry, on the right. Paired both of these are within normal parameters. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5/-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired she was tender at the left shoulder both anteriorly and posteriorly. Paired shoulder maneuver, she had a positive speeds and Hawkins maneuvers on the left, which were negative on the right. The rest of those are normal. Cervical spine, normal. Impressions on 10/15/22. Caitlin Barrett was the restrained driver of an ambulance that was involved in a motor vehicle collision. She was taken to the emergency room the same day. Paired x-rays were thought to have identified a fracture of the left clavicle, and she was placed in a sling. Paired she then was seen at Premier Orthopedics. Paired repeat bilateral clavicle x-rays on 10/21/22 failed to identify fractures or dislocations. Paired she was initiated on physical therapy. Paired, however, she remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI arthrogram of the left shoulder on 11/11/22. As noted above. Paired she then submitted to surgery by Dr. Dwyer on 1/3/23, as noted above. Paired she had rehabilitation postoperatively and followed up through 4/12/23. Paired at that time, she had full range of motion and strength about the left shoulder. Paired, it does not appear as if she had particular medical treatment for her head or concussion or neurologic symptoms. Period. New paragraph. She is currently 18 weeks pregnant. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. She had mildly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder and mildly decreased strength there. Period. She had positive speeds and Hawkins maneuvers. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical spine with no associated palpable tenderness or spasm. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability at the head or left arm. Period. Ms. Barrett has returned to her former full-duty position with the insured and also has a second job on a per diem basis. Where this reflects with her return to a high functional level. Period. She's not taking any analgesic medication at this time. Period. And that is the end.